אף על פי שתקיע שופר בראש השנה גזרס הכוסף, רמז יש בו. הקדוש ברוך הוא is beyond our understanding, beyond our comprehension, and as such, there's no way we can ever, in any absolute sense, say this is the reason for a mitzvah. But nevertheless, we can understand, we can appreciate a dimension of a mitzvah. Remez Yeshbo. In addition to the concrete performance legislated by the mitzvah of shofar, there's a religious experience, there's a religious content, spiritual content that we can identify. Kloma uru uru yeshene mishenaschem, vohakitzu nirdomim mitavdamaschem. Awaken, you who are asleep, from your sleep, vohakitzu nirdomim mitavdamaschem, arouse yourselves from your slumber. This is what the Kol Shofar tells us. Vechipsu b'masechem, v'chizru b'tshuva, v'zichru barachem. Eilu hashokhechem es ha'emes b'havle hazman, v'shogin kol shnosem b'hevel v'arik asher lo yoel v'lo yatzel. People who forget truth because they're distracted by, they're preoccupied with ephemeral futilities. The entire year they're wallowing in futile and empty, hollow pursuits, asher lo yoel v'lo yatzil, which will neither benefit nor save. Habitu l'nafshoseichem. Focus on your souls. Improve your ways. V'yazov kolachem mikem darko hara machshav to hashalot tova. It's interesting. This is more parenthetical to what we want to discuss a little bit tonight. How the Rambam's Tameh Mitzvah are correlated and meshed so well and so beautifully with his halachic understanding of the mitzvah. The Rambam in Hilchos Shofar in multiple places tells us that the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar is not the Tkiyah, but is the Shmiyah. In the very beginning of Hilchos Shofar, in the Koteres, he says the mitzvah is the Shmoa Kol Shofar. Again in Halacha Aleph, the mitzvah Sese is the Shmoa Kol Shofar. Later in, where is it, Perigimel, he tells us the Madbeya HaBroch is the Shmoa Kol Shofar. Al Pidin, in contrast to the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar B'Yovel, on Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah is Shmiyah. And the Rambam's Tamei mitzvah also are focused on the Shmiyah, right? The mitzvah is the Shmiyah, and the Tamei mitzvah interpret that as well. What's so extraordinary about this Rambam, it's something I heard from my father, Zichrono Livracha. We would expect that if the Rambam is interpreting the Kol Shofar as a wake-up call to tshuva, And we're wondering to whom that call is addressed. Who's the intended audience for that call to tshuva? So the answer is obvious. Who's being called to tshuva? Achote, chotem. To whom does one send out a wake-up call to do tshuva? Elu hachotem. But how does the Rambam define the intended audience for the Kol Shofar? The Rambam says, doesn't say anything initially about chet. Elu ha-shochichem eso emes b'hav le'azman. Extraordinary. The audience is not defined, at least initially, by chet. It's defined as people who are preoccupied with foolishness, with emptiness, with hollow pursuits, who squander their precious lives in pursuit of things that don't endure. Elu ha-shochem se'emes b'hav le'azman v'shogin kol shnosam behevel v'rik. No mention of chet. Chet, ultimately, the Rambam does get to chet. Yazov kol echad mikem darko horo'o machshavto shelo tova is not exactly an endorsement of the person's current derech or his current thoughts. But the chet is the corollary. The chet is the fallout. But the cause is one's orientation in life, one's focus in life, one's aspirations in life. The call to tshuva goes out to us when we've been lulled or allowed ourselves to be lulled into a life which is empty and hollow because it's focused disproportionately on things that have no ultimate meaning and which are not enduring. Chet is then the corollary. A person isn't anchored in emes and nitzchias. A person is preoccupied with hevel and what's cholef, va'over, what's ephemeral, what's transient. So then inevitably, chet will ensue. But the root cause is what our orientation is. It's all too easy for us to become part of the Rambam's audience of Elu ha-shochichem eso emes because of the following convergence of factors. Number one, the tzad chomri shebo adam naturally gravitates to the chomrius, is attracted by the chomrius, is enchanted by the chomrius, is desirous of the chomrius. Those are all natural, even instinctive reactions, inclinations, urges. That's one factor. The other factor that combines, and the combination can be very potent. The other factor that combines is that we are, to a degree, supposed to be involved with the Chelek HaGashmi. A person is supposed to maintain and sustain his health and well-being, or make the Hishtablus in that direction. A person obviously can't really maintain or sustain it, can only make Hishtablus in that direction. A person is supposed to make Hishtablus for Parnosa. So it's not as if a person isn't supposed to have the appropriate involvement. So there is going to be, there should be, there's supposed to be involvement. And then, heyos, that the tzara chomish of Adam is attracted to it, it's very easy to forget what is only intended as a means and an instrument to a noble, spiritual, enduring, nitziyistic, divine end, and allow the means to become an end and a goal unto itself. It's very easy for that to happen. I think, as we know from looking in the mirror. Well, the computer screen, as the case may be, because our pictures are on the computer screen also. It's all too easy to be part of the Rambam's audience. And it begins, the Rambam is telling us, it begins by sort of recognizing the need for that reorientation. And once we recognize that, and it could be that it's something we know but haven't implemented, but the short circuit may be in the implementation. It's only then, after that reorientation, after waking up, only then can a person do the chipsu b'maseichem. See, there's a profound paradox here. The tshuva can't even begin with the chipsu b'maseichem, because without the right lens, if a person's not looking through the right lens, he's not going to see what he needs to see. I can make a cheshbon nefesh how my midos are. I can make a cheshbon nefesh about how much I learn. I can make a cheshbon nefesh about how much stock I give. I can make a cheshbon nefesh about aleph through tof, or aleph through tayag, as the case may be. But the cheshbon nefesh will only be as good as the lens through which I'm looking is accurate. So the first is the uru uru yishen mishanaschem v'akitzu nedom mitadamaschem, is that reorientation. With that reorientation, a person has the lens for the chipsu b'maseichem, which allows for the chizru b'tshuva, and ultimately for the zichru b'rachem. One other quick thought in relation to this halacha. The Rambam wrote so carefully, so precisely, compressed so much content into so few words. You can read a halacha 100 times, and each time notice something you missed before, and the 100th time you still see something else. Elu, let's reread the second half of this paragraph of Bosai. Elu ashochichem esva emes behavle azman v'shogim koshnosam behevel varik. If you have it in front of you, take a look. Asher lo yoev lo yatzil habitu l'nafsho sechem heitivu darchechem umal alechem v'tazvu darkechem haroyim umachshev sechem asher lo tovos. But if you have the Rambam in front of you, you see, I didn't read it, right? I took liberties there. I read what Rechavi, he should have said, but he didn't say. The Rambam's talking the whole time in the plural, right? Who am I talking to? Who's the Kol Shofar talking to? Elo hashochachim esho'em es bahavle azman. Vishogish nasam. Habitu. Lashon Rabbim. Veheitivu. And then all of a sudden, he shifts to Lashon Yachid. V'yazov kol echad mikem darko hara u'machshav to ha'shalot tov. Clearly, what the Rambam is teaching us the need for tshuva is universal. The general concepts of tshuva what tshuva seeks to accomplish, what it needs to address and redress can all be spoken about in general terms, but ultimately, it has to be individualized. Ultimately, what I need to do to implement the habitu l'nafsho sechem vehitivu darchechem, I need to individualize in the context of my life, my chesronos, my chatoim, and everyone else needs to do the same. There's a point at which one can no longer talk about tshuva b'lashon rabbim, at which one can no longer talk about in general terms, patterns, models of tshuva. In terms of the actual implementation, so of course, we need to individualize that. It needs to be individualized in the sense someone else's chesronos are not necessarily my chesronos. Even if we have similar chesronos, the shorish hadvarim, the root cause, isn't necessarily the same. The strategies. And also it needs to be personalized in the sense that as true as it is that there are general, typical human failings, I need to take ownership of my failings and not just thrust them upon or attribute them to the human condition. And that's the Rambam tells us, I can begin in the collective, I can begin in the Lashon Rambam, but at the end, the directive which the Kol Shofar gives is personalized to each of us because the tshuva has to be individualized. What the tshuva is for, how I do the tshuva, how I grow, how I change, at what pace I grow, at what pace I change, what's the new balance and mix that I should be creating in my life. All of that needs to be personalized and individualized. Hence, the end of the Lashon is V'yazov kol ech mikem darko ara machshavta shalatova v'lashon yachid. Have a good night, my boss. Everyone should be well, be safe.